Yes, no. Upward, downward spirals. The end of codependence. This is the most magical, simple, always transportable tool I have discovered to navigate oneself always into authenticity. To be perfectly truthful, it discovered me. As with many of the tools I share, yes, no, and upward, downward spirals was gifted to me intuitively. It was shown to me via my own personal experience and my subsequent understanding of it. Such understanding is often gained via observer vantage, a self-aware perspective of simultaneously being in one's own experience and overviewing one's own experience. In you, as in every human, there is a system via which higher intelligence, God, soul, speaks to you. Akin to intuition, this is via an energetic language. It is ultra simple. Anyone can detect it when they know how. It is easy to decode. It cannot be misused. This is it. Every time you contemplate, you think about, you focus your mind's attention on either something you are considering agreeing to or something you're already engaged in, Spirit speaks directly to you infallibly a yes or a no. It's this simple. When you contemplate something and you notice an upward spiral, this is Spirit saying to you, yes, go for it, it's all lined up. When you contemplate the same thing, you hold it in your mind, and you notice a downward spiral, this is Spirit saying to you, no, there are unnecessary challenges ahead. Your energy will become tangled and congested. The price of this is high. Before we carry on, for this is huge, notice, what is an upward spiral in you? How do you identify it? Physically, emotionally, mentally, and or energetically? How do you discern it? And what is a downward spiral in you? How do you notice it? Physically, emotionally, mentally, and or energetically? How do you discern a downward spiral? I recommend that you actually take out a pen and paper or a computer keyboard and write yourself some notes. This is you doing the most important self-awareness detective work you will ever do. For as you become proficient at recognizing upward and downward spirals in you, you will be able to swiftly and masterfully navigate yourself always into flow. For yes is how Spirit gets you on top of the waves. It is how it teaches you to surf. People who do not know how to discern upward from downward spirals in themselves drown. They consistently get caught in the middle of waves, submerged beneath the crests, or out of the waves altogether in dead energy zones. Yes, authentic yes, and only authentic yes, is how you ride life's waves. How you live in flow. Once you begin to develop your capacity to discern between upward spiral yes and downward spiral no signals in you, which is Spirit speaking to you, directing you to where is ideal to go and what choices are the best to make, as if it's above you, mentoring you as you play a chess game, you begin to actively apply yes, no. Yes, no recognizes the premise that we, you and I, have grown up in a society that is rife with codependence. If you feel compelled to understand more, see the section Codependence in Hope Equals Healing Ourselves and Planet Earth, a blueprint for personal and collective change, for contextual revelations about this pivotal topic. In codependent cultures, we are taught via unspoken modeling how to be incredibly vague with our no. Why? So that we are available any time to take on another's overwhelm, their unwanted experience, to absorb it on their behalf. Basically put, in codependent cultures, we carry a bit of this and a bit of that for other people, and they do the same for us. We become a tangled ball of confused yarn, not sure of who we are. And we become very, very confused about who is truly responsible for what. Recognizing this basic premise, yes, no, allows us to clean this up. It allows us elegantly and succinctly to reclaim our inherent power, our responsibility, our authority and jurisdiction over our own energy, our own choices, our own life.